There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Ben Smith is benched tonight against the Devils. Blackhawks dropped the puck at 7:30. Michael Roosevelt's out with an upper body injury. Marian Hossa is hot as of late. 6 goals in the last 3 games. The Hawks are in the midst of a 2-game losing streak at home. Derrick Rose played energized. He got up for last night's game, and it showed in the stat line. 30 points, 7 assists. Just 2 turnovers. The Bulls beat the Cavs 113-98.
It was just fun. It was a competitive game playing against a very talented team. K-Love didn't play, but they still got the great players on their team. And it was just fun to go out there and compete against them players.
Now it's the All-Star break. The Bulls are not allowed to practice until Wednesday night because of the CBA, and their next game is Friday as Detroit will be in town. Jimmy Butler is optimistic his shoulder strain will not keep him out of his first All-Star game on Sunday. It did nix him from the skills challenge. Leading off, number one, Adam Eaton. Hawk, take it away.
Look at Adam Eaton. I mean, here's the catalyst of the ball club. This guy, conceivably, is the best leadoff hitter in the American League, and maybe in all of baseball.
The best. Hawk Harrelson was on with Mully and Hanley this morning. That's at mullyandhanley.com. Pitchers and catchers report in 6 days. The Diamondbacks avoid arbitration with Addison Reed. 1 year, $4.875 million was that deal. Wrigley rooftop owners hope a judge hears their plea on Wednesday to prevent the Jumbotron and ad signs from going up at Wrigley. And the Fighting Illini used a 21-0 run to beat Michigan. Here on the Score, 64-52 in overtime last night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. On Valentine's Day, Walgreens gets how easy it is to end up at the corner of, I need to get a gift, and I need to get it now. That's why Walgreens is just around the corner with everything from Hallmark cards to Dove chocolates and even fresh flowers. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Adam Harris. Real good at updates, isn't he, Pat?
Excellent. And Adam, we didn't forget about you either, bud.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, we forgot about you at the beginning of the show, but we didn't forget about you at the end of the show.
You forgot about me all the way to Notre Dame. at one point.
Yes.
You know, that might be my favorite opener.
But not anymore.
The entire show.
That was hilarious.
When Adam did the open, inserting himself in
I'm
all
here,
of
guys.
Our...
Yeah, that was awesome, guys.
Yeah, that was so great. You guys remember that?
Here's in all of our Notre Dame memories.
Yeah, and Pat, you loosen this place up a little bit. And that's cool.
I appreciate it.
That's my two cents on the whole thing. You loosened it up, and it's good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you to our guest today, Hub Arkish, Dale Murphy, the childhood hero of the dude next to me.
That was fun.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys for that. That was your little gift to me. I really appreciate
that
it.
That was our gift. Go find that podcast. That was just so tremendously genuine and awkward, and it was great. Mark Rolfing from NBC and the Golf Channel. Caleb Presley, our supervisor of morale. Producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, the aforementioned Adam Harris, who also did updates today. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it awfully well at watch670thescore.com. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, is our intern. He fetched the Baconator. Thank you, sir. Well done. And also curses to you, sir. Bernsey and Maddie Abatacola. They are live in Abatacola territory, which is also Pat Manley territory. They're live at Mickey Finn's 345 North Milwaukee in Libertyville. Hello, men.
Can the territory belong to both of them, or does that have to be battled out? Does that have to be fought for?
No, you know what? It actually belongs to me now. Seeing as how, as a part-timer speaks, I have now climbed above Manley once again that he's walked away.
Yeah, what? He's not even a... I don't know what
well,
he
no,
is
no,
now.
He's a part... I'm more of a part-timer than he's a part-timer.
I know. So, yeah, you can have it. We were there just the other night.
My territory. Yes. Yes, we were.
We were there just the other night, Saturday night, our little date. You know, I stole you from your wife.
Pat, I walked in, I saw Brian, and he was like, hey, Manley was here. And I go, when? He goes, he was here Saturday night. And I'm like, I was with him. He's like, that wasn't you that was with him. I mean, you were here, but that wasn't you. And I'm like,
that's exactly right.
Okay. You know how I feel, man. When you stand next to Manley, people look totally past you or through
you. Oh, no. Matt was in a different state of mind at that point. He had a full day of the Couples Olympics.
Was he at the swim up bar?
Yeah, well,
that's my gig, man.
On his third lap,
bar, did you?
He was on his third lap of the swim up bar.
Maddie would hang out with me at the swim up bar if we were up in the Dells together. I know he would. It's a good time.
All inclusive. Yeah, it was great here at Finn Swim Up Bar.
And one of your former teammates is here as well, Patrick.
Who is that?
You can play 20 questions to determine who it is. I think you have a pretty good idea. He's here with one of his clients.
Is he male or female?
At this point, I think he's transitioning.
Did he ever win the decathlon?
It's Des Jenner.
Yeah.
Desmond Jenner.
And that would be Desmond Clark.
Good. Yeah. Looking really good. And sometimes you see former players and they don't look so good.
You're right.
Don't talk about Pat like that. He's still here.
That's true. I got to wait till you leave.
A couple more years. It takes a little while to get that way.
Yeah, and that's cool. You're getting there, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks.
So the Dale Murphy thing was a complete surprise?
No, it wasn't a surprise, but honestly, it was, I don't know who the person is maybe for you that I've never seen him in Atlanta. I never was, you know, the closest I ever was to Dale Murphy was sitting in the outfield bleachers and that's when, at that age, you think you're in contact with him. To actually be able to hear and to talk to him. And the funny thing is, last night I was writing up questions or thinking of things of memories of him. I mean, I have a list of I wrote down all these memories, and I got to maybe a quarter of them, not even that. And there's so many questions I wanted to ask. I was giddy, and it was weird to have that feeling again of like a 10-year-old.
Did you have that sort of continuum though, where you get sort of awestruck and excited?
Yes.
And then by the end of the interview, it's like, okay, he's a dude. And
no, just, he's still, you know, Dale Murphy, man. Normal,
okay,
that's still Dale Murphy.
He's still Dale freaking Murphy.
Yes.
Because sometimes you get to the point where it's like, oh, all right, that's, yeah, that was fun.
And no, right, because he's a regular human and he likes to have fun with everything. Where you like to suck the fun out of everything.
I cannot suck the fun out of my childhood idol. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That was a good effort trying to.
Yeah, not when he's such a good guy like he is, Dale Murphy.
No, Bernsey just tried to suck the fun out of the Dale Murphy.
Of course he did.
It gets back to your Robert Plant story. It gets back to that great story about a rock god, Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at XRT, and he's hanging out. People are like, oh, my God, people are awestruck talking to this guy. That's just not some guy. It's Robert Plant. And then somebody said, oh, we're ordering Chinese. He's like, oh, that sounds good. I'll have a mushu pork and a sweet and sour chicken. And then, like, an hour and a half later, it's like, everyone's like, okay, Robert Plant.
We can go now.
We got to get back to work. And he's like, okay. And he's still there in the jock lounge. You know? And it's like, okay.
Robert Plant's got to get the hell out of here.
We're done with you.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about with Dale Murphy. I don't know if you know this, Patrick, or if you guys know this. He started a nonprofit organization called the I Won't Cheat Foundation to promote ethical behavior, and it's really mostly about steroid use. But since 2008, all players from participating teams at the Little League World Series wear the I Won't Cheat embroidered patch.
There's timing for you.
I know, above the Little League logo on the left sleeve of their jerseys. We didn't.
I know it. I wouldn't have allowed you to ask that question because that would have ruined my moment.
I asked one question. I felt bad about that.
Call him back, Steven, get him next week.
We should.
I remember this about Dale Murphy. Wasn't he the first guy? He was certainly the first I remember who, after a game, would take an alcohol swab and rub down the wooden bats because it would bring out the ball marks.
Really?
And he liked to see exactly where on the bat he was making contact. And they figured out that a little bit of rubbing alcohol helped define the ball marks.
Wow, that's interesting.
I thought it was really cool that they would sort of say, okay, but I got this one. And he would remember sort of which one was which, and he could see what's barreled up and what's not. I thought that was kind of cool.
He was the ninth guy ever to win back-to-back MVPs, and it was always, for like a decade, it was my favorite question. It's no longer true, but there were...
Because it didn't also fill out a whole lineup?
There was one at every position.
Right.
Hal Newhouser was the pitcher. I think Yogi was the catcher. Jimmy Fox at first. Joe Morgan at second. Ernie Banks at short. Mike Schmidt at third, and the outfielders were Maris, Mantle, and Dale Murphy.
Wow.
And so he was the ninth guy for that. And now, since then,
that trivia question has been blown up.
Blown apart. Yes. It's been destroyed. So, but anyway.
It used to be a great bar bet kind of thing.
Exactly.
That was always a fun one, and now we're too old for it. We've outgrown the trivia.
We've aged out of certain bar trivia.
There's been too much baseball played.
We have not aged out of bars, though, where you guys are now. And
where we'll be in about 7 or 8 minutes.
7 to 8 minutes.
Yes.
Where are you guys? You're headed out for a little party?
I can't. I'm going out of town tonight, so we'll go have a drink or two and kind of hug it out one last minute. One last time.
Well, and you're still part of the family.
I'll still be here. Yeah, yeah. But just the end of this show.
It's not as bittersweet for the rest of us. We're still going to be interacting with you on a relatively regular basis.
Right.
Because on this station, it's always football season.
That's if I take your call, though.
Well, I'll actually be calling Pat.
Right. Exactly. Tell him I'm busy. I can't do it.
I will, for sure. Yeah, it's too bad you're going out of town because Mickey Finns is celebrating their 21st anniversary. It's their 21st birthday today, which is why we're here for their 21st birthday broadcast, and there's a big party tonight. So it's too bad you're leaving. You're missing out on a great party, and really excited to be here at Finns today, all day broadcasting till 6.
Which Matt will be there tonight? The one I'm talking to now or the one I was there on Saturday?
No, the one you're talking to now will be here because...
For a while, anyway.
I'll need to be on my best behavior tonight. Okay. No, there's family things over the weekend. And
that's never stopped you before.
family stuff has.
It does. That's being a good husband, good dad, and all that good
stuff. Let the record show, I like both Matts. Regular Matt's great. Drunk Matt's great in a different way.
See, now we know you're lying because you don't like either Matt.
They're both fun. they both can add a different
thing. He's trying
to
take the fun out of you, Matt.
Well, it'd be great to have them both there at the same time. I don't know that that's really possible.
I've done that before. That's when I get really drunk.
Oh, you just switch it every 10 minutes? Yes.
I could go to the swim-up bar and pretend I'm that other Matt for a while, if you want.
You've seen both Matts in action, Matt.
Oh,
so.
You know which Matt I like. I mean, I like them both. You and I in Dublin getting a shame burger at 3:30 in the morning,
I know.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the funnest parts. I think it was when we went to Notre Dame and we got to see the other side of each other. On this show.
It's disgusting.
Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
We can't try to be the feeling show once transition starts.
True,
it just doesn't work.
That's true.
We caught the end of the feeling show.
I know. I know.
That's why you're up at Mickey Finn's and not down here.
We're going to go watch The Notebook together.
Say, you guys holding each other? Was there touching going on?
No, I enjoyed that regular season basketball game, though, last night. I enjoyed it. How often have they done pow high post, Joe low post before last night?
Every once in a while. I mean, it's not a regular set that they've run.
It works a hell of a lot better because you got to respect pow as a shooter. All of a sudden, it worked a hell of a lot better.
Well, I know that Noah has been really unhappy about where he's been on the floor, and it's bothered him that his numbers are down. And not because he's inherently selfish. He's not. He just, at some point, is...
He's competitive.
He's going to be a free agent at some point, and right. numbers matter. People don't, even people around the league don't necessarily look into exactly why numbers are down. They just say, oh, he's over 30, he's in decline. And he doesn't...
Leg issues, feet issues.
Sure.
They add that to it.
So I think that they might be throwing him a bone a little bit, maybe. And I think it gets him energized and involved. He needs to play at a certain arousal level.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's hard for him to get there when he's standing 15 feet away from the basket.
Well, yeah.
Because everything he does is basket centric.
Well, I mean, last year he didn't, but this year he doesn't need to do the stuff that he was doing last year as the point center. So you're better off letting him be close and get in rebound position. But I thought Derek and Powell in the pick and roll was working really comfortably last night.
Well, it was. It was, though, I will tell you that when I was done at halftime, because if LeBron and Cleveland are not interested, I'm not interested. And that was like Barkley said at half. They started the All-Star break. They from that moment, from jump, they didn't play. Their offense was horrible. Everything was a my turn, bad contested long two.
Yeah.
They weren't running anything. And it just looked to me like they didn't want to be there. You know, it's fun to watch the Bulls play well. It's great. I just it pissed me off a little bit that Cleveland just mailed it in from the start and made it very clear that they weren't ready to play.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, they knew the Bulls came out with this intensity, and they're like, "No, we're not going to match
exactly.
that tonight. We're not getting
exactly.
there."
Exactly. That's okay. What the Heat used to do.
Yeah.
Remember when the Heat used to be like, "Oh, you're doing your try hard crap again?
Yep.
Okay."
Yep. It's like, we got some days off after this. Let's make it one extra.
But for me, I'm the opposite on you, Dan, because I like the fact that the Bulls came out with that intensity, and you saw right away that Cleveland wasn't going to match it, wasn't going to try it. They checked out before the game started, and I wanted to see the Bulls carry that through all four quarters.
Yeah.
And so I was happy with it. I was happy that they kept it up, that they kept, you know, they kept their offense in there, they kept trying, that the effort was there for the entire game. They didn't let up at all. They didn't come down to Cleveland's level, and it wasn't competitive. I mean, the game was not competitive from start to finish.
Right.
I was happy to see the score was close.
The score was surprisingly close.
It shouldn't have been that close.
Closer
than it should have been. Right. Yes. Closer than it should have been.
It's not. Yeah. It felt like it was a bigger margin.
It also. Did the crowd seem kind of out of it to you? And I don't know. Sometimes the mix on TV. From Comcast to TNT is different.
I think it steps back.
Although I did see a tweet from Ethan Skolnick where he said that he thought that the crowd was unusually reserved.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
There was one from Chuck Swirsky that said it was unusually high. I generally feel that the games on TV just aren't... I mean, I think basketball games in general, regular season, aren't very exciting.
Why does Chuck tweet as much as he does while he's doing a game? I can't...
Well, because there's two of them.
He's probably not running his own Twitter, then. Right? Maybe has somebody do it for him?
Schuster does it.
Maybe he's not actually doing the game. Maybe he's got somebody doing that for him.
It's a Chuck Swirsky robot.
I have one of those.
He got it from the same company where he got the Smokey Robinson robot came from.
Oh,
the Grammys.
And they're all frightening Rick Tellender. I know that. Every one of you goes by that story gets very, very scared.
All right, boys, have fun. You're doing a radio show, right? That's the plan?
We intend to. Patrick, great work, man. Look forward to continuing to work with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Same here.
Yeah, see you, Pat.
Yeah, see you, Matt. See you, Pud.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, see you, Pud. See you, Pud.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you later, Pud.
Pud Wackington.
That's right.
His last name.
Have a great weekend.
Bernsie, it's too bad you're not here. Pat had a little something for you on the way out, but, you know,
another time.
I'll be around.
No, I didn't.
Have a great day, everybody.
See you.
Spiegs and Rosner all week next week, and we'll have some sort of permanent announcement at some point next week as well. Keep it right here on The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. On Thursday, I received an email, the kind that always pops into my inbox from various PR firms. It offered me the chance to apply for credentials to this year's ANA Inspiration Golf Tournament. The what? Reading a little further, I learned that the ANA Inspiration is the first LPGA major championship of the year. It is? I thought some more. This is the Dinah Shore. There was no mention at all of Dinah Shore, who probably did more to promote women's golf than anyone alive. Of course, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope probably did more to make people aware of the PGA Tour with their tournaments once upon a time. Now they're called the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am and the Humana Challenge. And you wonder why people say golf has sold its soul to corporate America. I'm John Feinstein.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Oh, and if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Well, let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
It's a winter service.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4-KIDS.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend,
We were just on the sidelines just praying for a play by the defense, and Malcolm Butler stepped up. He's been working hard all year.
Yeah.
And when he made that interception, your heart just sunk, like, with joy.
Derrick Rose is calling out of his teammates. It's been roughly 2 weeks, and it's still up in my crawl.
Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's go to West Chicago. Hello, Fred. Good morning.
Good morning, Max. How are you?
Max? Who's Max?
Who am I talking to?
Who's Max?
I thought it was Max Aitman. I'm sorry.
Who's that? That's not his name either.
Oh, okay. Well, who am I talking to?
You're talking to me.
Partying, partying.
Hey, Tony.
Partying, partying.
Hey, Tommy.
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
What gave you the edge through the end of the game?
Well, we just defended, and we beat a good team. A&M's got a good team, and so we leave here feeling good about how we played.
Thanks, Coach.
Tom and Waukegan, you're on the score.
This guy, I don't understand. They don't understand the damage that they do. They want to victimize. I mean, I understand that black people historically, horrible deal, right? No problem. We get that.
I'm saying that I don't know anything about this all the way through.
But isn't 4 months in purgatory enough? I'm John Feinstein.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door, I am sure. I'm Dan Bernstein, and that is Matt Abatacola.
I love how the Friday Open has become, like, highlights from less during the week, and then people abusing and misusing the English language.
Always.
It's just great.
Always is.
Absolutely fantastic.
So here's what we have today at Mickey Finn's for this Friday. At 2 o'clock, Casey Johnson is going to join us to give us a little...
Talk about the Bulls!
Little all-star break reset for
Man,
the...
what a great win last night.
Woohoo!
They made a statement. Watch out, Cavs.
The Bulls.
Here come the Bulls.
And the NBA. And then at 3 o'clock, Greg Gabriel is going to come by live. He's going to hang out.
Yes.
Talk about the Combine, the Bears, the NFL, and all that's going on there. 4 o'clock, Friday Fung in honor of Valentine's Day. We do it every year. It is wild at heart. It is your descriptions, your stories of just the lengths to which you've gone to impress or woo someone of, well, either the opposite sex or the same sex. We don't discriminate. We don't care.
And they failed.
Or not necessarily.
We don't want success stories, do we?
If it's a great story. I'm not going to say no success stories. We don't actually have to hear the extent to which it succeeded. That gets a little graphic.
I took her home and,
So, yeah, we don't need that.
Okay.
But, yeah, the failure stories are great, too. But could be Valentine's Day related. Maybe not necessarily, but just how far you've gone wild at heart with surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com, 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at @Boars_Bernstein. He's at Matt Abaticola. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. Boarsandbernstein.com is there for you as well, as is the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. On the 10 Seconds of Glory, it is a fill-in-the-blank match game Friday. The only lesson the Jackie Robinson West players learned this week was blank.
Okay, Gaze.
Our engineer is Dave Miska.
At least Knicks fans won't have to sit in their obscenely overpriced seats in Madison Square Garden and look at Jackson's folly night after night as he jogs back on defense and shoots only when he has the ball in his hands.
I hate when he shoots without the ball.
That is
the worst.
Destroy an offense.
Yes.
Because
he just sets up in the corner for a three without the ball
and starts shooting.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Like, play defense. Stop shooting.
You know what that does to your percentages?
Oh, it's terrible.
I know. You always have to. You go through all the advanced analytics guys have to take that into account for all of the off the ball shooting.
He's going to kill his next contract.
Seriously?
Ugh.
That's so dumb. I mean, his agent just talked to him and said, look, you keep shooting without the ball, and that's why it looks like you have these games where you're 6-for-50.
There was one game where he thought he was in a 3-point contest. He went from one rack to the next, just air shooting all the way around the 3-point line. I'm like, dude, get back on defense. They're in timeouts. He's still shooting.
Does anybody read those over before they
Does he read them over?
I don't know.
I mean, does some idiot just hand it to him? Go, here, read this. Okay.
Our producer on site is Rick Camp.
I don't believe it! Rick Camp!
Oh, no, believe it. He's here.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
And at the Score Studios, Joe Dredge.
Hey, listen, I was thinking about the Bears rehiring Josh McDowell now that he's been cut, but I'm not sure if that was a Trestler thing.
Say his name one more time for us, Greg. What's his name?
Josh McDowell.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Nicely done, Speaks.
Josh McDowell.
It's McDowell, and it's a Coach Trestler.
Oh, boy.
Josh McDowell? I'm not sure if that was a Trestler thing.
Yeah, it was a Trestler thing.
They took that call today? Oh, boy.
Trestler would have been a lot better than Trestler. Oh, yeah, they took the call today. Are you kidding? And Chris Tannehill.
Did you forget it?
So the rookie, Nikola Mirotić, is certainly contributing tonight.
No, he's not. That's not his name.
Mitrovic didn't play.
Nikola Mirotić. So the rookie, Nikola Mirotić.
No. That's not he. Our interns are Tommy Guns.
Josh
McDowell.
Scoreboard update.
Just past 1:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Wolves are at home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4. Go to Allstate Arena. Just go to ChicagoWolves.com for more. The Bulls feeling pretty good heading into the All-Star break, and so is Derrick Rose. A 30-point effort, quite possibly his best game as a Bull since the latest knee injury. Only 2 turnovers last night to go with 7 assists as well. Bulls will have the whole week off. It's back to work coming up a week from today, Friday, in Auburn Hills against the Pistons. Jimmy Butler dealing with that shoulder injury. He is out of the skills competition tomorrow night in New York, but as of now, he will try to play Sunday in the 64th annual NBA All-Star game. The Rising Stars game is tonight in Brooklyn. Niko Mirotić will play for the World Squad. And also Carmelo Anthony says he's very likely to shut it down for the season after the All-Star break. Blackhawks hoping to end a 2-game skid when they host the Devils tonight. Michael Roosevelt is out. Ben Smith a scratch. Corey Crawford in net tonight. The Hawks sitting 6 points back of the Blues for second place in the Central Division. Teuvo Teravainen is sent back to Rockford, by the way, as of Thursday. Tim Jennings had arthroscopic surgery on his knee. Pretty minor, though. Shouldn't miss any time going forward. Ray Rice issuing apology today through the Baltimore Sun to Ravens fans for the, quote, horrible mistake that I made. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And on Valentine's Day, Walgreens gets how easy it is to end up at the corner of I need a gift and I need it now. That's why Walgreens is just around the corner with everything from Hallmark cards to Dove chocolates and even fresh flowers. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Matt Abatacola, Dan Bernstein at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, 345 North Milwaukee Avenue, and we are here today thanks to Liberty Auto City in Naperville. And you know what we have here today? Great prizes.
We do?
We have. I'm reading this on my sheet. We have great prizes.
What are those great prizes?
They're great.
Okay.
Yes, so stop in for your chance to win great prizes.
Right, and it's great today because Mickey Finn's is celebrating their 21st birthday. They are Lake County's oldest, as well as newest, brewery. The oldest brewery in town, and also the newest because this is their new location, which is absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. So come on out. And I know they have some new beers on tap as well, so come on out, enjoy yourself. We're here till 6, but you can stay until they close. It's really cool.
So you saw that story about the holdout rooftop owners that are suing the Chicago Cubs and saying they're rattling their saber. They're going to shut everything down because of all the injustice, despite the fact that they're getting foreclosed upon and needing investors to come in and try to help them. So I've been talking to people all afternoon about what's going on there. And here's the deal. They were given every chance to sell out at a nice rate. And all that's happened since they have said no is their properties have continued to lose money and become less valuable. And they were told by the Cubs, if you want to do this, if you want to take this to the bitter end, your property is going to be essentially worthless because we're allowed to do whatever the Landmark Commission says we can do with our building. We are doing that. And you are going to be out of luck. All the other stuff about, oh, they were threatening, the Cubs are threatening us, and all that, good luck proving that.
Well, you know, because Crane Kenny says that they own an alderman, they own the city, so they can do whatever they want.
Well, they also claim that this was somehow retributive, that the Cubs are out to get them, and they're doing this. They're not putting up signs to get two rinky-dink rooftops.
Right.
They're putting up signs to put up signs.
Right, and the biggest issue with these rooftops that are still trying to fight and oppose the Cubs, and if I could tell them and advise them, I would tell them that you're ruining this and you're killing yourself because the PR battle that's going on right now, the Cubs have done a complete 180. I mean, they got John Lester. They hired Joe Madden. I mean, things couldn't be... I mean, there was a guy that called the other day and thought the Cubs would clinch the division by September 15th. I mean, Cub fans are writing, reading, loving their own headlines right now, and in this PR battle, you're looking like the bitter guys that are stealing a property and trying to make money off it, and you're not working with the Cubs when you had the opportunity to really better yourselves.
Even the most intractable previously acquiesced. George Lucas and Murphy's and everybody else, and they understood that the offer that the Cubs had on the table was a really good one.
Right.
And time is not on your side, because as these things are erected, it's going to be worth less. I mean, you could still put a restaurant in there. And I think some of these new investors, Lasky and the other guy who are involved here, they don't necessarily want to be in the rooftop business.
Right.
Because they know it's not going to be a good business. They just want the property. They might end up selling it to the Cubs.
Right. They could, or if not, if they start putting other things in there where the whole idea is not to see a Cubs game. You know who does well around Wrigley Field? Bars and restaurants.
And here's what a lawyer explained to me about the idea of this somehow delaying or shutting down the bleacher construction, the expansion in general. What he told me was, anytime there is another form of remedy, you're not going to get injunctive relief. You're not going to get some kind of restraining order, because that's a last gasp. And when they say this is life or death for us, the problem is it was up to, they had plenty of opportunities, multiple opportunities to keep themselves alive.
Right.
They chose this and chose this and chose this, and now their business is in the toilet. And if a judge could say, well, even if a judge does find that they're entitled to relief, he's not going to stop the Cubs from construction. He's going to say, you know, write him a check for something.
Right.
And they could just be fishing for a check, and it may be worth getting rid of the nuisance just for the Cubs to say, all right, fine, here's some money and go away, and we're going to buy you up anyway, and we can negotiate this into the terms of whatever we're going to pay for you. So that's a possibility. And you know, anything can happen. You can get a wacky judge that says, yes, that there is no other form of possible relief, so we're going to stop this. But the Cubs are very confident that this is just another little nothing from last gasp desperation from some people who realized what they should have done months and months and months ago when they were told this was exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, and that's really all it is. And what's really unfortunate is the fact that we're still talking about these situations. I mean, this is. I mean, the Cubs have gone so much further from where this initially started to where they are now.
It's so much bigger than that.
The fact that we're talking about it still is troubling.
I know. It's so much bigger than when they have been upfront about their plans. They said, here's what we want. Here's what we're going to do. This is where everything is going. And then some people said, well, the Landmark Commission said you got to move this entry and take this sign. They said, okay, we'll move all that stuff. And then people are still carping about it. The best thing they could do, well, they missed their opportunity to sell out for a better number.
Right.
And now they're down to having to cry about it and say, well, this is punitive. No, you're not important enough for it to be punitive.
Right.
You don't matter enough for the Cubs to say, oh, look at this. We're going to put this sign up just to spite this numbnuts who's in receivership.
Right. I mean, now it's more annoying than anything. People are still trying to fight against the Cubs. The thing that gets me as a Cubs fan is I don't know if I'm irritated by it, but the fact that the bleachers won't be ready till like May, I guess not irritated. It's disappointing. It's disappointing that you're not going to start your season.
Right.
You know, because you're on the biggest stage on Sunday Night Baseball against your biggest rival of all time to open up the baseball season, and your stadium won't be ready completely, and it's disappointing.
Well, and the only thing you have to hope is to make sure that the Sun Times is still in existence at that point so they can write the stories that about somehow it being symbolic of the incompletion of the franchise and the incompletion of the rebuilding,
right.
Because they're already written. Those stories are already in the can. So if in fact the Sun Times still exists,
they pull them out of the file.
And come opening day, they'll be able to run those stories.
Yeah, I think about it too. As a Cubs fan, I'm disappointed, but I can't imagine how they're feeling. I mean, I know it's probably irritating, and there's nothing you could do about it. So you move forward, and it'll eventually get done, and this will be all in the past eventually. And I think very soon it'll be all be in the past. They've got to be terribly disappointed with it too. So
yes and no, because when they plan the big picture, they know what everybody's going to say. They know that it's going to be a short-term annoyance,
right.
And they're focused on the overall. They're still thinking about the way it's all going to look when it's all done,
right.
Not just the bleachers.
Right.
Talking about the entire amusement park that's going to be around there and the concerts and everything else. So they're pretty good about not worrying about what other people are worried about.
I'm sure. They're a lot smarter than I am.
I didn't say smarter.
Oh, no, they are.
Although a wise person once told me that there is, for people who are really good at not worrying about things, that is in some ways a measure of intelligence.
Yeah.
And I lack it completely, the ability to compartmentalize and move things around in your head. So if you say, I'm not thinking about that right now, you're telling the truth.
Right.
You're literally not thinking about that.
Yeah, you really don't have that ability.
No, those people, it is an incredible ability. It's a trained ability. Maybe you can really practice it. I don't know how you would do that kind of weightlifting, but the people that can do that, who can actually move files around, I envy that.
Well, I can actually do that. I don't generally get worried or stressed out about much. I just think, you know, it's all going to work out the way it's supposed to. And I mean, I can't, you know, I can control what I can control.
Right. No, I get that.
And you move past it. I mean, you're worried about what you're going to eat for dinner each night, and that like stresses you out during the day.
Well, do you ever have like the 4:30, you kind of roll over and you wake up and you look and you think it's 6:30 and it's 4:30, and then all of a sudden like your brain turns on and you know you're not going to turn it off again. It's like, oh, well, I guess I'm up. That's that.
No, because I'm generally between 4:30 and 5:30 getting up and giving Jack a bottle, so my brain is up and I'm ready to go.
Right,
yeah.
Little children.
The whole day is going.
But that's when, as Barry Rosner has described so well, that's why 3 years later you won't remember any of it. Because that all of it becomes a complete blur.
Oh no, it's true. Because Hank's over two now. He's just over two. He's 25 months, and I barely remember getting up in the middle of feeding Hank. And now I'm just like I look at Jack. I'm like, dude, let's go pick it up. Let's get this going. Let's start sleeping through the night. Let's start eating solid foods all the time.
Just give him pep talks.
You know, let's go to school.
Yeah, come on, man.
Let's move out. Let's get a job. A little slow here, kid.
He's Matt Abatacola, in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got a lot to come today. Looking forward to Friday Fung at 4 o'clock. Wild at heart in honor of Valentine's Day on The Score.
The Score is mobile.
Connect on the go. Listen live.
Comment on the guest.
Show polls.
10 seconds of glory.
The Audio Roadshow app.
Chicago Sports on the go.
With Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's sports station.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Big Ten. I bet this will blow your mind too. Jiffy Lube offers more than just oil changes. So whether you need a high quality oil change or any other preventive maintenance, the highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube have you covered. For big savings on your service, visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. Jiffy Lube. Drive in today and leave work.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief, real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Sports Hein, the grocery store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
147 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. And I neglected to mention that we have, for the lucky poker player, four entries today. Four entries to give away for the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship, presented by Robert W. Baird, and occurring Thursday, February 19th at the Montgomery Club. So you have to be listening if you want to win. And if you are listening right now, you can win the first one.
Wow.
And please, please, please do this only if you really can play on Thursday. It starts at 6. You got to be 21 or older, and you got to really want to do this. We want motivated poker players, not just somebody saying, oh, what did I win?
It's coming Thursday.
I can't go.
Right.
Because we don't want to waste these. Right. Because this year we have a smaller number of players because we have a smaller room. And we decided to keep the entry fee the same. So we want to make sure that you are there and enjoying and a part of this. So
it's a fantastic venue. Montgomery Club is great.
Yeah, that's where you did the Charles Tillman thing, right?
Yes.
So we'll take caller number 8.